Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
That's right, we're back. It's the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, right here on South Main Street. I'm your host, Ian Went. We have Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. We have Stacy Mitchell alongside. After a week off, the Lions got some priority last Monday, and they made the most of it. So, thank you, Lions. We'll join up with Monday Night Football as soon as we're done here today. We're talking Adrian College Athletics coming up. We will have football player Bryce Keller. We'll have the NCAA women's hockey coach Chad Davis and NCAA men's hockey coach Adam Phillips as they have their scrimmages this weekend, or exhibitions, and they'll be in some regular season action here this weekend. We're going to begin the show with the man, the myth, the legend, Mike Prang.
Whatever you say.
I like that, whatever I say. All right, sports information director at the college. Not much going on. I mean, pretty slow for you, right?
Yeah, crossover season. It's not even close to being slow, buddy.
Oh,
but thanks.
Oh, yeah. We still got football with three more games. We're only hosting one more. We got soccer kind of wrapping up. Winter sports, as you mentioned, getting into the mix. Let's go with fall sports conclusion. Men's and women's golf, they both have some ground to make up through the four MIAA jamborees.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they finished their year. The women finished, fall season, I should say. Women finished a couple weeks ago, and then the men just finished this past week. They finished with a non-conference tournament, but both of them sitting kind of middle, lower the pack, but definitely everything is in reach to kind of make a climb. It's going to be a lot to come back and win it with two conference rounds in the spring, but I can definitely see both teams making a push for that third-place spot.
Jog my memory, are we hosting it?
We were hosting the women.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Odd.
Yeah.
Is it always like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's kind of a yearly cycle, and obviously with more teams in the women for the MIAA with St. Mary's, it's
okay.
Kind of always off a little bit, but we hosted the men a couple years ago, so we'll host 6 years from now for the men. And the women, we'll host the women this year.
And that is at Legacy? Because it can't be at your home course.
Yes, the spring final cannot be at your home course, so you have to find another course nearby. So we chose Legacy over in Ottawa Lake.
And then where do the men have to go in the spring?
I think up to Calvin.
Is it Calvin?
I'm pretty sure.
There's probably not many golf courses in the Grand Rapids area they could pick from, right?
Yeah. I think they only have like one or two options up there, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, plenty of opportunity to get better. Try to obviously improve the seating, and as you mentioned, first place might be out of the realm, but of course get better. All right, moving to Saturday. If you guys listen on 103.9 WLN, you were in for a treat for that football game. Bulldogs lose at 19-17, number 25, Adrian at that time, losing to number 19, Hope. From your side of it, Mike, game day for football is involved. I mean, especially with the crowds we had and the pink out stuff you had going on throughout the week, too.
Yeah, that was definitely nice to see. We got a lot of more student support. We gave out 100 T-shirts to the first 100 students that showed up. We kind of had some raffles throughout the week. We gave away some speakers to some students, so kind of nice for them to come out and support the football team as well. And I mean, first time we've been ranked in the top 25 in program history, so that makes it the first top 25 matchup. So the crowd was definitely a lot bigger, and just a heartbreaking loss. And I'm still trying to figure out what holding is nowadays, but
not the first person to talk to me about that. Yeah. It is what it is, and what coach says, you control what you can control. And,
yeah.
Certainly, and the rankings seem to kind of be justified. I would have loved to have won that game, but they're both right there. So from you on game day for football, games at one, if you could kind of talk our listeners through what that day is like for you. It's kind of
get there early and stay pretty late.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what helped this past Saturday was football was kind of our only event. But, I mean, for a 1 o'clock game, I'm there about 10 o'clock. And, I mean, it's just all about giving the fan experience for about 2,500, 3,000 fans the best possible. So I'm there early and, you know, I have to set up things for the press box, stuff for you guys and everything, all the stats, and got to make sure all that's right. Otherwise, you know, I got Bryce Keller emailing me saying all the stats are wrong.
So you do obviously have a team of people that work with you in the sports information department, and then some student workers too. How many people are you kind of in charge of on a football day?
Yeah, I mean, for my staff, it's kind of all hands on deck. My assistant Nolan, my other assistant Teresa, and then I have two students that help me stat the game. They're kind of the ones that are calling out who's doing what while I'm inputting it all into a computer and everything. And then those messages you see at the top of the scoreboard every day, kind of as the game's going on, is run by another student of mine.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep.
And, okay. I mean, you're doing live stats, so it's like, I'm tracking that because that's how I get my stats. I'm spoiled. I go to a high school game, and I'm like, I don't know how to write stats down. I got to bring you to do the high school games with. But you have to be right on top of it. Like, by the time the next play is going, that prior play should be inputted, right?
Yeah. Yep. The only times we get a little messed up is when the refs get messed up and there's a penalty and they spot the ball at the wrong spot.
Yeah.
That's right. Happened a few times.
Oh.
Put a touchback at the wrong yard line or...
Yeah,
I'll say 15-yard penalty, but only walk off 14 yards. So it's that's the only time
perfect.
It gets a little crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. So that's the football Saturday. We hosted men's D1 contest on Thursday. I was there for the Cave. Big win for the program. Unfortunately, went down to Ohio and lost. But that was another ranked matchup. Our guys at number 4 and Ohio at 3. I know ACHA is kind of covered differently for your side of things in terms of, you know, live statting, but you do post recap and you do have stats, right, after the game, so if people go to the website, they can see all that stuff?
Yeah, definitely. It's not as detailed as NCAA where you get face-offs, you get shots, block shots. It's more just kind of scoring summary, penalties, and how many saves the goaltender had. So yeah, we still handle that, and all that's tracked on the game sheet that's in the box.
Oh, okay. All right, so we have soccer squads. The women's side, tough loss at Albion. That's kind of been the game the last couple of years is Adrian Albion in women's soccer. Men's soccer, they battle but lose to Hope on Senior Day 2-0. Improvement over last year where I read it was 5-0 Hope. Playoff hopes still alive, I think, for both, but a win this weekend would really bolster that chance.
Yeah, so the first round starts on Saturday, so one more game for each team tomorrow for the women Saturday or Wednesday for the men. So kind of that's how that'll work out. So women are currently sitting in sixth. They are a game ahead of St. Mary's. As long as I think we're locked in for sure because we do have a tiebreaker over St. Mary's.
Okay.
But
or at least was it 3 points ahead? Did they do 3 points for
something
a
like that?
Soccer
I think
game?
It's 3 points for a win and stuff like that. But yeah, so I think we're set for the women locking in the sixth seed. Obviously, it'd be nice to go and upset Calvin on the road and maybe jump up to a five or a four and figure it out from there. But yeah, playoff hopes are still alive for them, and the men have clinched. So the men are
okay. They're in.
Men are in. It's just whether they're the four or the five or the six seeds.
So. Okay. So three. I know the men because I was there Saturday watching that game. They're 3-2-1 now in the MIAA. All right. Hey, bowling. I did see a recap up there on the website. It's really winter when bowling starts. you wrote down here a new and a young team for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the scores that we had to post weren't the greatest, but it's definitely a very young team, a new coaching staff that we're excited about. I mean, some experience coming from Bowling Green and coming up here, and we're just kind of rolling with some of the freshmen and trying to develop them and get some scores. I mean, our all-conference, all-American on the men's side last year. He graduated, so we have a hole to fill, and we definitely think these coaches will develop the young team and also recruit some very solid solid incoming players for years to come.
And one more here. This is kind of sports, kind of not. This guy's been bugging me about this trunk or treat. It's almost like he's getting asked from people above him to promote this event. It's a very cool thing. Trunk or treats are in, and it's going to be Friday, 5 to 7 at the Marilat.
Yeah, definitely. It's the first time we've done a trunk or treat. We've always done our annual trick or treat patrol where we're out in the neighborhood, and obviously as it gets darker this time of year, we kind of have our players out there wearing their gold jerseys and you know, being part of the community, helping kids cross the street.
I do like that.
Stuff
That's
like that.
Very cool.
So we'll still be doing that. Half the teams will be in the neighborhood from 6 to 8 during the trick-or-treat hours, but we wanted to be a face to more of the community, and we're so hosting a trunk-or-treat in the Marilat / Docking Stadium / Arrington Ice Arena parking lot. So all of our teams will that are not competing that day will be there, and you know, just a good community event, and you know, we invite everyone, local youth out to come and join us, and it just gives our players another shot to continue to be role models for the community in town.
Is it free?
It's free,
and
we chose 5 to 7, so you know, people come at 5, they walk through the parking lot, meet our players, get some candy, and feed into kind of the trick-or-treat hours as well, so they can still do both.
What do you know where the community will get to park during this? Will there be a spot at the Marilat to park too?
Yep, okay. So we're only taking up about two
rows.
It's
not all trunks? Okay.
Correct. We're only taking up about two rows. I mean, each one of our teams that's not competing will have a car or so. So, yeah, there's obviously parking on the street. You got the Dawson Auditorium lot across the street, and there will still be spots available in the Marilat parking lot as well.
All right, good stuff. That is this Friday, Halloween, from 5 to 7 at the Marilat parking lot over at Adrian College. Mike Prang's obligation for tonight is done. So good to catch up. Busy time of year, so I get back to work.
Yeah, I'm going to eat some dinner first, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're allowed. boneless chicken on special today. Bone-in chicken tomorrow. Sirloin steak Wednesday, chicken chunks on Thursday. Yes, I have it memorized, folks. We're here at Frickers in Adrian for the ACL Access Show. We'll be back to talk some football. Bryce Keller joining me next, right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Detroit Lions football.
Works out of the gun, gives to his right. Jared takes, back, looking, throwing, got the man! Wow. Touchdown, Detroit Lions, Jahmyr Gibbs! The Lions roll the dice on fourth down and come up big!
The Detroit Lions face the Minnesota Vikings at Ford Field. Pre-game Sunday at noon on your home for the Detroit Lions.
Don't miss the action. Tune in for every Detroit Lions football game all season long right here on 96.5 The Cave. Your home for game day.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Welcome back out to the ACL Access Show live from Frickers and Adrian. We're here till 8 o'clock tonight. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios, engineering. We also have Gabby Brume with ACTV getting some footage for social media. Perhaps you've seen it out and about. we're talking football, kind of the talk of the campus here this season. Despite what happened Saturday, the Bulldogs are still 6-1 overall, 3-1 in MIAA play, still receiving votes in both national football polls, and happy to be joined by junior offensive lineman Hales from Temperance, Michigan, Bryce Keller. Hey, Bryce.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I don't know if you listen back to the broadcast, but I do enjoy when they run the football your way.
Yes, I did hear that. Yeah, from my mom, actually. She goes by and rewatches the games, and so she let me know that you said something about me. So.
I mean, it's a lot of – I mean, run blocking's fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's the best. It's the best.
It's being the left tackle on the football team. I have to ask kind of your journey to Adrian College. I know you being a junior, this was your second year with this coaching staff, but did you come in with the prior staff as a freshman, or how did your journey make your way here?
Yeah, sure. So out of high school, I went to Tiffin University, a small school down in Ohio. Mm-hmm. I was there for two full seasons. Stuck it out down there in the spring. So Coach P's first spring here, I wasn't here. And then down at Tiffin, we got a new staff, whole new staff. We won a championship the year before.
Oh, wow.
Got a whole new staff. I stuck it out, wanted to see how it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I came up here for Coach P. That is the reason why I'm here. Him and my dad actually coached at high school, at my high school in Toledo Whitmer.
Oh, okay.
Together for several years. So I've known him my whole life.
Wow.
So it was a pretty easy decision for me when I knew I was transferring to come up here. So, I got here last year, and I've loved it ever since. So,
I would assume, aside from coaching staff, you were probably one of the first phone calls he made or offensive coaches made.
Yeah, yeah. His son, Coach Ty, I was one of the first, and a few other guys as well. But, yeah, they wanted me up here, and I couldn't be more happier.
Then let's go back to last year. I mean, 6-4. Winning record, all these great things, and obviously had some losses to teams that, when you look on paper, probably should have lost too. And looking to flip that around this year, just the culture that was set last year, you would have been, I guess, academically a sophomore.
Yeah.
You got Jake Calvert in at quarterback. You got Chandel running the football. It was good to see him back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's awesome.
In the backfield.
Awesome
to
get him back.
Could you kind of tell us about last year and just there's so much positivity around this program?
Yeah, so much. When the coaches got here, obviously, like I just said, I wasn't here for the spring, but the spring was that building block. Obviously, when the new staff comes in, you need to, get that on the straight right away, especially. And the reality is the years past here weren't great in the last few years before Coach P got here. So he really needed to make emphasis on that. And then you mentioned Jake, bringing him in. He was a veteran guy. I think it was – I roomed with him last year. I should know this, but it might have been his fifth year.
Yeah,
fifth year.
Yes, yeah.
So he played a lot of football. So bringing him in with that new staff was huge for us. Just to – he knows what it looks like. Coach P knows what it looks like to have a successful program. And, man, they were – it was a huge for us to have him and a lot of those seniors that we lost last year to start that. So,
you on the offensive line, you have a senior next to you, correct?
Yes.
Jackson senior,
yes, sir, yep.
Bush, and then Isaiah Simon senior, and then Fruchnik is a junior, I believe.
Junior, yep.
And then Matt, is he only a junior?
Matt's a junior as well. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the mix you want of.
Sure.
Okay, if your youngest guy's a junior,
yeah.
Like you're in good shape. This offensive line, I've raved about you guys because the offense looks lost if your line's not good.
Sure.
Could you speak to that chemistry that you guys have?
Yeah, Jack's been great, and he's kind of just I'll just go from left to right.
Sure.
So our left guard, Jack Bush, man, he does everything right. He works his tail off. Years prior, he probably didn't get the playing time that he wanted, but this is his first year as a starter, and he's been good for us. Communicates. He does everything right. Like I said, he's in the weight room busting his tail every day. He's been great. And then Isaiah, obviously, Gramps, man. Seems like he's been here forever.
So he does have a nickname.
Yeah.
All right, good.
He's got a few.
Good. Yeah.
He's got a few. He's been great, obviously. Just been around forever, played a lot of ball, too. And then Joe, getting him from Concordia was huge for us. We weren't sure, we weren't sure about him until kind of later, before we got him in the fall. He was kind of late to come here.
Like recruiting and getting him on campus and all that?
Yeah, I saw him on campus. I'm like, man, like come on, like we could use you. And he's been great for us. He's been really well. And then Matt next to him has been great. We didn't know where they would be at. We didn't know if Matt was going to be at guard or Joe's going to be at tackle at the beginning of the fall camp. But, no, those two have been working really well together, and we're getting better every week, so that's a positive.
So we got, obviously, the line. You just went through them all. I've talked to some defensive guys about practicing against the offensive guys. This defensive line you guys have across the other side, when you go up against the ones in practice, I mean, iron sharpens iron, doesn't it?
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, Jarrell, big Jarrell Long kid, when he first got here, man, and he got his hands on me right away, and I was just like, I gotta figure something out. So going against him every day is super beneficial. He's super long. And then big Van Dyke in the middle, he might be the strongest kid I've seen.
Yeah.
Going
sure down. I saw him in here Saturday after the game. I go, that's our defensive tackle right there.
That's him. And he has another year, too, but no, he's huge. Down blocking him in practice definitely makes me better. He gets me a few times. I get him. And then Josh Britt, another young guy, sophomore, good, quick, good with his hands. He's really good to go up against. Gets me better every day. And then Nelson Fernandez, he's a transfer we got from Mount Union this past year. There's 1 year left. Smaller guy, but like if you don't get your hands on him, he's going to get by you. So it's kind of two different guys I go up against every day.
Okay.
That gets me better. And as a D-line unit, they're good. So it makes us work hard every day.
Talking Bulldog football with Bryce Keller, the left tackle for the Bulldogs. All right, so this season, I'm asking every football player this.
Sure.
Week one, Valpo.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, your thoughts on that. I mean, you're on the offensive side. You watch Ethan catch that pass late. Then you're on the sideline for the other Ethan to pick off a pass.
Sure. Yeah, man. When Coach P told us we're playing Valpo in the winter, it was one of our last winter conditionings, and he told us we're playing Valpo, and it was something like, yeah, we're a D3 team. It's a D1 opponent. All this, it can be all this hype, but like we really believed, like all year, going into spring ball, fall camp, like we talked about that game. And we didn't overhype it too much because we knew it could be done. But leading up to it, like we were fired up. Obviously, game one, they had a game underneath their belt, right?
Yeah.
Coach P talked about that a little bit just because we had to be disciplined and do those small things. Because after one game, you really learn a lot about your team. And we didn't know a whole lot, to be honest, right?
Sure.
And they probably have another week of fall camp under their belt, too. But no, just leading up to the game, Noah, I mean, starts with him. Obviously, you've seen him the last few weeks. But that Valpo game, he just believed. Like, our offense, we weren't scoring. We didn't score. What was it, 10-7? Did we end up winning 10-7?
Yeah, it was 3-0.
3-0, right,
for
so we didn't score.
Yeah.
Every time we come off the sideline, he's like, all right, we're going to score. Defense is the ball back, we're going to score. We never scored. That's just him, like, being confident. We're moving the ball. We like to say we could have scored a few more touches on those guys, right? But just everything about leading up to that game was awesome. And then the bus ride home was pretty cool. So that was fun.
Yeah. I was on the defensive bus, and those guys were fired up.
Yeah,
up one touchdown to that kind of team.
Yeah, and then Ethan Burrows, both Ethans, like you said, Ethan making that play, I kind of just, everything went black for me for a second. I turned around and Noah's on the ground and I'm jumping on him. I fall on the ground and I'm like, we got to get off. Luckily, they didn't know what a flag was at that game, so they weren't throwing flags for being on the sideline or whatever. But no. Ethan Burrows on defense, he's been an absolute game changer for us. I mean, it started with that. Started with that play in Valpo, everyone kind of saw it. But when he came in the fall, I mean, he just kind of, that back half, he just kind of makes it go.
It's like, yeah, this
Q,
is,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then you roll off five more wins. Get a couple at home that really went our way, Teal and then Manchester. And then conference play. Big win against Albion, a win for one of your line mates in particular, Isaiah. I mean, he talked to me about, like, hey, that's why I'm coming back. You know, these are teams I didn't beat, and Albion was on that list. So what was it like to win that game for him?
Yeah, it was awesome. To your point, he talked about that thing, I think, every day of the week leading up to that game. And then our line coaches just kept making emphasis. Like, I think it's around there, but we only rushed against them for, like, 20-some yards, I believe, maybe 30. So that was kind of a point of emphasis going into the week, you know, because weeks prior we were able to run the ball, and that's what we need to do to be able to win, because we know Noah can throw it. We know we can throw it when we have to, but if we can run the ball, and we sure did that against them, So that was huge, and glad we got to get it done for old man Isaiah in the middle.
Yeah,
so.
Gramps. I heard of Gramps. Yeah, oh, yeah. And then we have, let's see, we got Olivet, little road trip. Calvin, road trip, take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
How was it like playing at a soccer stadium at Calvin? Was it weird or not?
Yeah, like when we were watching film on them that Monday or Tuesday or whatever it was, I'm like, is that grass? Like, I couldn't tell. Like, I'm like, this is not, you know, obviously soccer field, but it was just weird. And then we got there, I'm like, this is normal. Like, it wasn't really anything different.
Okay.
I mean, I thought it was pretty cool, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a unique experience.
Yeah, no, it was super cool. I honestly, like, when we were going, I couldn't really tell the difference, so.
Yeah. It's, you know, same measurement, width, length, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we got to talk about for a second just a dramatic, tense kind of football game on Saturday. Unfortunately, came out on the wrong end of it, 19-17. Just maybe, Bryce, your takeaways from the game offensively, and then we need to quickly turn the page and go to Kalamazoo Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. I think looking at the film, we came in, obviously, it was a rough morning for us just watching the film, knowing we were so close. But on offense for us, I mean, first drive, we quick three and out or whatever it was, and we come back and score. Nice drive. We got a bunch of confidence in the next, especially we get a field goal, I believe, to go up 10-0. So we got all the confidence in the world rolling. And we have, I think, three or four three and outs that kind of kill us, really. Our defense is playing high-level football like they have been the last 5 weeks prior. But I think for us, like, we can't have three and outs. Obviously, it's easy to say that, but, like, when our defense is playing that well, we got to stay on the field and keep running the ball like we were those first few possessions. But, I mean, like I said, looking back on the film, we played a good game, right? Like, games like those, 25 versus 19.
It's just a good football game. Yeah.
25 versus 19, it's going to come down to 45-yard field goal sometimes, you know? Not all the time, but in that game it did. So just keep harping on little stuff. You know, little stuff to, you know, win those games against Trine and this week and then Alma. So everyone's in a good headspace, but that was definitely a tough one. So,
yeah. So Kalamazoo this week, defensively, they've always been kind of, you know, they'll put three down linemen and run a bunch of safeties around. And I know their offense is really pass happy. So you guys had a chance to look at Kalamazoo yet, or is that coming up this week?
Yeah, that'll come up tomorrow in our scouting report meetings. But we've seen them last year, right? I don't know if they're too different from last year or whatever. But we'll dive more into that tomorrow as we look in the scouting report and everything. But we got to be able to run the ball the rest of the year, and especially against these guys. I think they like to throw it all over the yard, so we got to be able to run the ball and, like I say, keep our defense off the field as much as possible. So,
all right. Good stuff, Bryce. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
You guys play hard. Just keep it rolling. Three more games, and it's all still out in front of you.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Once again, on the ACL Access Show, that was Bryce Keller, the left tackle for the Bulldog football team. Adrian at Kalamazoo, Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. You can hear it over on 103.9 WLEN. Their last home game will be Trine on November 8th, and then a big trip out to Alma to finish up the regular season. We'll take a quick break. He's going to become a regular on these airwaves here in a little bit. We're going to kick off the season with the head coach of the NCAA women's hockey team, and that is Chad Davis. We'll get to Coach Davis in just a moment. This is the AC All Access Show live from Frickers on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember Draft Beer Specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Frickers!
High school football is back on the field, and so is the Michigan Association of Broadcast award-winning Friday Night Scoreboard. Yours truly, Laura Rutkowski, will bring you all the final scores from the SEC White, the LCAA, Cascades, Big 8, South Central White. That's every school in Lenawee County. So make sure to tune in after all the games go final all season long with me for Friday Night Scoreboard on 103.9 WLEN and 96.5 The Cave.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Right back on the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers and Adrian, Ian Wendt, that's me, I'm your host. We have Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios, Gabby Brume putting together some stuff for Adrian College Television. So you're going to see the people being interviewed, not me, thankfully. I do need to tell you, though, about Frickers. They're having, what are they calling it? Let's Get Frickin' Spooky Halloween. Friday night. Drinks, candy, all day. Not, I don't think it's free. They will have a DJ from 8 o'clock to close. Costume contest, prizes, and kids eat free. So dress up. Dress up your kid. Kid eats free. Can get chicken wings all over their costume. It'll be a great time.
Sounds like it.
It does. And what also sounds like a great time is talking some NCAA hockey over at Adrian College. Second season as head coach this time around. Mike Prang didn't put in the total. That's okay. Yeah, I might give away your age a little bit. But Chad Davis joining us on the program. He's normally on some cell phone in some hotel room in Wisconsin, or I'm next to him in that breakfast nook, some hotel. But thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, your memories here from the past, but usually on the road. As you know, we'll be in, if we do that call again, we'll be in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
this week. So.
You guys don't shy away from scheduling tough people, and that's we're going to get right into the serious stuff.
I like it. Let's do it.
You almost have to because, for whatever reason, it seems like nationally, the Northern Collegiate Hockey Association is viewed as a one-bid conference on the women's side, and so you have to schedule the number two team in the country for this weekend. Like you have to go out and and schedule things, and that's not to knock the rest of the league teams, but that's just the perception nationally, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the way it's gone, it's one team's been representing the conference, right? So you do your due diligence, you probably put the toughest schedule you can together, and I think we certainly did that. River Falls is not on there this year, but Augsburg at 2, and Gustavus is around 5 in the country, and then Amherst, if we can meet them up in a tournament, and they made the final last year, so I think the players, that's why they come to Adrian, right? They want to play in those big games, and certainly we're going to serve some of those up for them.
Absolutely. Last year, team finished 23-4-2, 15-1-2 in conference play, lost an OT to Norbert in the conference finals on the road. That's just got to add just another element of hunger to this team. Like, this has to be the standard, is to not only get there, but to win that kind of game.
Yeah, certainly. And you go back to that, and it's such a fine line, like one loss or tie.
Yes,
you got to be on, because you want that home game if you're able to get to that Slats Cup and bring it to a nice arena. So, like, that's the goal for us. And but start small, right? We had an exhibition game. We're getting ready, prepped for the first game of the year. But those non-conference games are the ones that prepare you for those big games in the end. So we hope we, you know, set them up for success that way. And they want to play in those big games, so we're going to get right in the mix this weekend. But like you said, the conference, it's tight up top and came down to basically a shootout last year. So we're definitely hungry and ready to go.
So the USCHO.com poll and the D3 Hockey News poll put your team at 9 this season. And, you know, they obviously do some looking to see, like, okay, what's this roster kind of looking like, or how'd they finish last year? Maybe historically this is where this program is. There are quite a few new faces to the Bulldog program, but a few to point out, some of the returners, Emma Simon kind of had a, I don't know if you can have a breakout year as a freshman, but she really did. She was one of the better scorers. Courtney Benn, I poke fun at her when I see her. Like, hey, if you can get the puck on net, you could score 30. So there's Courtney. Allie Hubenschmidt, she's back. And Paige Pomerleau, a couple of the key upperclassmen for you.
Yeah, they're all back. And like you said, they went through that last year in the experience. But Emma Simon, I think she's just getting going. I mean, freshman of the year. The thing with her, though, is she's not – a point-driven player. She'll get them for you. We had an exhibition game this Saturday, and it's she does all the little things for us, and she'll be the first one to dish the puck if she has to. She's definitely a difference maker in shootouts and, mm-hmm. and crucial moments in three-on-threes, but she plays in the big moments, so she's leading the charge. And then, yeah, like Allie chips in there, and Paige, she's so dynamic. I mean, we're looking at playing her on forward this year. Just adds another element up top and a lot of pressure on their team. So, yeah, Courtney Benn, big shot.
Big shot.
Might have the hardest shot in the country. And she's shooting it with even more authority this year. So we're looking forward to her in her senior year and being able to do her thing and lead the charge as far as firing that puck to the net.
And, you know, she was one where she was a scratch in the River Falls Frozen Four a couple years ago now.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think just from right there has driven her to just improving it better. And so hopefully big year from her. I was going to ask you about Paige. I know maybe on a penalty kill you move her up to forward, and so you're kind of looking at making that change. So that tells me you have some help defensively because you lost – I don't know, two of the better skaters in this program, Catherine Trubin and Maya Roy. So I'm going to have to learn two new names on the defensive line.
Yeah, no, well, we got a full plus, we have a full group back there. And like I said, Maya Roy, like All-American, Catherine Trubin. So everyone would naturally think, hey, what's going on in the blue line this year? But we've added a pretty dynamic group. We just had a 4-point night from one of them, Julia Richardson, transfer from Norwich, Michigan kid. We have Liz Sturgeon, homegrown Little Caesars kid down the road. Played like she's played 50 games in Parker, Bayer. So she's okay. Played one game last year. Was around the program all last year. Looked really good Saturday. Kaylee Simon stepped up this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah, ripping the puck good. And really looking good. And but, yeah, we have a big group back there, can get it done. They were tape-to-tape, move the puck well, and I think that's a good look for us getting pucks to the other end. So Courtney Benn and those mm-hmm. that group can get the job done. But, yeah, really good group back there, some new faces, but they're playing high energy, and we're excited to see them.
Maybe you don't have the exact number, but maybe percentage of old team from last year on this year's squad. I know, look, college sports, there's some attrition, right? I
mean, sure.
Girls are going to leave or think about it, and, and you're bringing in new players and transfer and all that type of stuff. So
roughly 50.
You think it's about 50-50 returning? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, 12 new faces and group of 24, 25, so. Like you said, and three of them are transfers, so the nice piece with that is they got some college game day experience. And, hey, it's a new scenario for them, new arena, but they know what it's like on Friday and Saturday nights, and that's a huge benefit. So they're going to help lead the charge as well.
And your staff, intact.
Yeah, right back at it. The band's back at it. Me and Hannah McGowan and... We're excited about this group, and it's just a big puzzle we're putting together. And we're tweaking things and making moves on different things, but we think there's a lot of different options for this team and a way to win, but the thing we noticed Saturday, they really stuck to the system. They're a gritty team, and they got to the net. And those are the things we'll need down the line, and if they start with those habits now, we're hoping they can continue them. But, yeah, we're back, and I don't know how many years we've worked together, but we're excited to help help this group. And 50% of the team is new, and we had seven. It was our first experience in NCAA hockey Saturday, so it's always fun to see.
So now that, you know, you're year two in stint number two, last year you had all those, you know, you had fifth years, you had fourth year seniors that, you know, this is, you were trying to, I'd say, work with each other maybe, philosophically or something like that. And obviously this can be a little more of your team one more year in, right, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, any adjustments, someone's been doing some for 4 years or three. I think the players did their best to adapt to what we were doing, and we were trying to do our best as a staff to work with what the creativity and the things that they like. So, but now it's all new, and we have a year with the group coming back. So you're able to really kickstart your vision and identity, and I think we saw that a little bit on Saturday, and we hope to continue to grow it. I think this team will grow throughout the season, just being so young.
All right, Coach. Home opener, Mike Prang didn't write it down. You're on the road this weekend. The weekend after?
The weekend after. I don't want to throw a day, but I'm thinking November.
Whatever that would be.
Or something
okay.
like that.
So a couple
Marrying
weeks.
At home, yeah. Conference
All right.
game. So.
Conference game that early, huh?
Right away. Right
wow.
into it.
Okay. A couple key games for the Bulldogs, a couple trips to Minnesota. They'll play number two, Augsburg. That is going to be this weekend, right? The
yep.
number five.
Friday at 7.
Yeah. Gustavus Adolphus. Then you could see Amherst in the New Year's tournament, as you mentioned. Coach Davis, time's up already.
Oh, went way too quick. I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me. Like to do that again. It was a good time.
Oh, see, he said it. I'll let Mike know.
All
signed
right.
up for future dates.
Yeah, just let me know.
We'll get those Friday conversations going.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, like this Friday? Or what
I don't know.
Okay,
we'll be in
you
touch.
Let me know.
We'll be, my
right.
people will get a hold of your people.
right.
We'll figure that out. All right. Talking NCAA Women's Hockey at Adrian College with their head coach, Chad Davis. We're going to take a break. We're going to go NCAA Men's Hockey. He's here. Adam Phillips will join me next. This is the ACL Access Show from Frickers in Adrian, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wentz, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Right back on the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell in our studio, Gabby Brume as well, doing stuff with ACTV. You'll see snippets of these interviews throughout the week. I do want to tell you that it's about to get frickin' spooky here at Frickers Friday night. Frickers in Adrian. Drinks featured all day, candy as well. The DJ going to show up at 8 o'clock and be here till close. Costume contest, prizes, and kids eat free here at Frickers in Adrian. There are other specials. We have happy hour 3 to 6 and then 9 till close. The lunch special is the thing. 11 to 2. They got pretty much a full menu. Heavily discounted stuff. Very good here at Frickers in Adrian on Main Street. It's now time to talk some NCAA men's hockey over at Adrian College. So a good place to start is with the head man, Adam Phillips, in his second season as head coach. You can exhale because year one is done. Right?
Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Last year, 18-10-1, 10-7-1 in conference play. But what really probably impressed a lot of Bulldog fans was the effort in the postseason. You got the fourth seed in the Harris Cup. You got through MSOE, shout out Aurora, and then ultimately fell the top seed to Trine and the first team out, technically, of the NCAAs. And so we turned that into this year, and I'm watching the your inter-squad scrimmage, and then I watched the third period of your exhibition against Trine. There's quite a few familiar faces on this squad, so that's got to be a good thing in this world of college athletics is I got to recruit the guys I already recruited, kind of, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think just kind of going back to last year, you know, ups and downs over the course of the year, and I think we had a really resilient group and overcame a lot of adversity throughout the year. And like you said, found a way to you know, get through MSOE in the quarterfinal and then go on the road and you know, take on the top-seeded Aurora team and get to the final and just fall a little bit short of St. Norbert there, and then, you know, just missing the NCAA tournament. I know that there's a group of 20 guys from that team that are extremely motivated and determined to have a heck of a year this year and insert our seven newcomers, five freshmen, two transfers. And when they all got to campus this end of the summer, they've been gelling together really well. And as soon as we hit the ice, you can kind of feel a rejuvenated group. Like I said, that's extremely determined and motivated. And they've been really fun to work with so far.
20 returners.
20 returners, yeah.
Wow. I mean, that coaching isn't easy, but it helps when you have guys that have been in your system and your program for a year.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, with last year, with a lot of transition with the staff and, you know, they now, you know, they know me, I know them, and having a recruiting class come in, you know, everyone knows what to expect, and we've been hitting the ground running so far.
So your team right now ranked number 10 to start the season, USHO.com and the D3 Hockey News poll. Looking at the rest of the league, I mean, St. Norbert, Aurora, and Trine all join you in the top 10, and it's, you know, depends probably where you live or who you follow. This is, in terms of the top, the best conference in D3 hockey in America.
Yeah, it's
at least preseason.
Yeah,
right?
It's I think it proved itself, you know, over the last handful of years, but especially last season for sure, with having those four teams in the top, you know, 10 for most, if not all, of the year, and You know, it even extends beyond that. You know, you look at the rest of the conference, MSOE, Marion, Lawrence, Lake Forest, Dubuque, you know, it's from top to bottom. Anybody can truly beat anybody, and I think with some of the landscape changing and recruiting in college hockey at the Division I level, in the CHL and stuff like that, it's the players that are available to us at D3 has, you know, that ceiling is a little bit higher, and everybody's getting better. So I think top to bottom in our conference, it's there's no easy night, and anybody can beat anybody. And you know, pair that with our tough out of conference schedule, and I know we're going to have one of the hardest schedules in the country again, which we enjoy playing those hard games.
Yeah, and speaking of, you get no time to really figure things out. You know how you get a preseason game and, you know, maybe the NFL and, you know, some spring training in baseball, just to figure out your lineup. Nope, we're going to go on the road and play a team that's kind of a resident in the Frozen Four the last few years, Utica University. They're up there at number two again. And then obviously the games in conference, but they're going to open the season at a very, very good hockey team.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Obviously, it's a opponent that we're really familiar with. We've opened up the season with them over the last handful of years, and they're always really tight-fought series, and I don't think it's going to be any different this year. So to be able to get on the road and take a long bus trip and get in the hotel and have some meals, I think is a good thing with as far as team bonding and the camaraderie early in the season. So our first three road trips, we're looking forward to that, but we're certainly excited to get back to Adrian and play in front of our friends just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so, okay, so a trip to Utica, and then what else do you have in between there?
We go to Utica next week, this upcoming weekend, and then we go to Marion conference games, and then to Aurora conference games. So first six games on the road, so we're looking forward to the challenge.
Is that common to have a conference game that early in the season? I know kind of around the holidays you'll do like a tournament or hit the road, but is that normal?
I'd say it's normal. I know last year we had our first four games were all non-conference games. You know, for whatever reason, this year the schedule has conference games that second weekend. So I don't think it's too out of the ordinary, but just a little bit different than how it was last year for us.
Okay. Talking Bulldog Men's Hockey NCAA with Adam Phillips. So your exhibition Saturday. Boy, what a treat to get a top 10 team for your exhibition. Familiar opponent, Trine comes to town, able to come away with the win. A couple empty netters at the end to take it 5-2. Just maybe your thoughts on the guys and how they skated.
Yeah, I thought the guys did a good job. It was definitely it was nice to play somebody else. The guys have been going at it versus each other for about 2 months now, so it was nice to play somebody in a different color jersey. So I know they were eager and excited for that. But all in all, I think it was a really good step in the right direction. Felt like we carried the play for most of the game, and there was lots to like. And certainly, like, you know, our first exhibition game, there's looking at the film. There's stuff that we got to clean up, so we addressed that today and had a good practice today, and I think it was a really good step in the right direction.
You mentioned a little earlier in our talk about, you know, new players to the team, seven new guys, five freshmen, two transfers, and how about this, your goalie, I hope I'm saying his name right, Ryan Piros,
yep.
Piros, okay, say I'm 0-1. He's a sophomore, and how about this, played in a national championship last year for, drum roll please, Utica, so... And he gets to go right back home.
Yeah, it's
old home.
Yeah,
sorry, old home. Yeah, unless he's from New York, then it's a home.
No, he's a Michigan kid. So
is he really?
Yeah,
okay.
We're certainly happy to have him be part of our program now. And like you said, playing in the national championship game last year is pretty. Pretty good experience for a freshman goalie, and not just the national championship, but obviously the playoff hockey leading up to that. High pressure games, high pressure situations, and to have those games on his resume is certainly really good for our program.
And I'm not even going to try your new defenseman's name. I got the first name Nick. Could you help me with the last name?
Yep, Nick O'Hanison.
O'Hanison. Yep. Okay. Well, yep, that's so not as bad as I thought it would be. he brings some experience, a junior, and I bring some D1 experience too.
Yep. I think he has got about 25 games at the Division I level, so transferring in from Bowling Green, just a steady defenseman that can play a solid 200-foot game, reliable defensively. Definitely has some offensive abilities as well. So, and we also have his younger brother Jack on our team as well. So it's been cool to have a brother connection, and I'm sure it's pretty cool for the family.
You mentioned brother connection. Can we talk about the other brothers? Aren't they brothers?
They are brothers.
Yeah? Yeah. I mean, look at the Clarks. You got one on the bench and one on the ice.
Yep. They're great as well.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'll start with Carter Clark, assistant coach. He's been unbelievable having him back part of our program. Just a great guy and a sharp hockey mind that has a lot of really good experience being involved in our program and then also running his own program when he was with our ACHA women's D1 program when he won the national championship there, and then spending last season at Wisconsin Stout on the men's side. So he brings a ton of experience, and he's great with the guys. The guys love him, so he's been a really good addition to our staff. And then his younger brother, David, going into his sophomore year, had a really good freshman year last year, kind of got thrown into the fire a little bit with just, you know, some of our injuries on defense last year. You know, there were some times where we had some forwards playing D last year and we were short numbers, so he got a lot of ice time and did a really good job with the 5-on-5 and power play. He kind of took over the first unit and took it and ran with it. So really looking forward to seeing what he can do as he develops into his sophomore season.
Obviously, we're in an A for you guys this year. That's a lot for a young player to kind of earn that respect from you and the guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And he has that. He has earned that respect from the guys and from the coaching staff. You know, we do a vote for our captain, so he got no surprise to, I don't think, anybody, the number of votes that he got. And like you said, he has the respect, and he leads in his way. He's just a quiet, goes about his business the right way, on and off the ice, and a mature, well beyond his, you know, young college career so far, and he's a guy that guys can look to for advice on the ice, off the ice, and just the way that he goes about his business is the right way.
Other guys wearing additional letters on their sweaters. You have defenseman Ben Loretto getting an assistant captainship, and then obviously your returning captain Jake Swade, a centerman. Talk about those two.
Yeah, obviously Swade coming back year two as a captain. You know, I think having been the captain last year through a year that was a little bit up and down, I think he's grown a lot, and I'm excited to see what he can do going into year two. And then the addition of Ben Loretto wearing an assistant captain letter, you know, similar to David, he just goes about his business the right way. He speaks up when he needs to and has the respect of the players and the staff. And you know, all three of those guys lead in their own way, and I think they complement each other to round out our leadership group as a whole. But it extends beyond that as well. We have a locker room full of leaders, and you know, we name, you know, our C and our 2As, but just because if you have a letter on your jersey or not, you should, you know, continue to be who you are. And I know we have a locker room full of 27 leaders, so there's a lot of a lot of guys that could wear letters, but we went with those three for now, and the locker room is in good hands.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it. Close-knit group, and as we mentioned, nobody transferred out, you know, unless you graduated, right? So bringing a lot back to this program. Obviously, expectations, as with every program in that building, are to play for and win championships. So it all begins this weekend. You guys leaving today to get out to Utica? Yeah?
Well,
no?
We'll practice here Thursday morning and,
okay,
and then hit the road.
Then hit the road. Well, Coach, best of luck. We'll have a handful of your games right here on the Cave, so looking forward to those and our Friday phone calls.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks very much for having me on, Ian.
All right, once again, that was Adam Phillips, the NCAA men's ice hockey coach over at Adrian College. Bulldogs begin their season Friday night at 7 out in Utica, Saturday at 2. They are not home until November 21st, 22nd. They will take on Lawrence University. I'd like to thank all the folks out here at Frickers, especially Tara, our wait staff. And if you know me, I need a lot of help. Very needy guy. I'm knocking over menus while we're eating dinner. That was just a mess. But Tara does a nice job of helping us out. All the people here at Frickers getting ready for some Monday night football. If you can't make it out here to Frickers, listen on the Cave. That's coming up next. I'd like to thank our ACTV gal, Gabby Brume, and also our engineer for this program, Josh Mitchell. We will be back next week, same time, same place. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. Right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics.
Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit adrianbulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at adrianbulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.